Area 51, which you've got illustrated on the back of your cover, photographed by a Russian satellite, pretty good picture, by the way, has been an area of fascination to all of us, specifically because of the possibility of clandestine UFO activity and investigations and reverse engineering. We've talked to people over the years on this program who claim to know about the inside of that facility. What do you know, Harry, about Area 51?
Well, as I say in my book, if you're going to visit only one facility in top secret America, Area 51 has to be that facility. It's the closest thing we have to the Grand Canyon. If you're going to visit one place, this must be it. The rumors about Area 51 are so numerous and so conflicting that, as I say in the book, everything you've heard about Area 51 is false. Everything you haven't heard about Area 51 is true, and what we know is somewhere in the middle between those two extremes. While I would love to say that I uncovered some evidence, definitive proof that UFO technology experiments are going on in Area 51, I've been unable to do so. What does appear to be going on there, however, perhaps is just as fascinating in its own way. For example, we may have a secret military manned spacecraft program operating out of Area 51, involving a large mothership plane about the size of a 747 and a one- or two-man vehicle that is launched from the plane to do brief trips into space for military purposes. Another thing that's going on there are developments of unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, as they're known. And these are basically robotic jets, high-speed advanced versions of the Predator drones that are being used now in the Middle Eastern War. And finally, there's obviously some new areas of stealth technology going on at Area 51. Other rumors that seem somewhat credible to me include development of pulsed energy weapons like microwave and laser beams, high-energy neutron and photon beams being tested. So Area 51 can just about embrace any particular slant you're able to put on it. Even though I would love to say there's something definitive is going on there, UFO-related, I've uncovered nothing that indicates that definitively. Unlike, for example, at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, where it does appear that something UFO-related is going on there.
So it is possible that the UFO activity at Wright may be real.
Well, what they're doing at Wright, it appears that the government, despite ostensibly being out of the UFO investigation business, is still investigating UFO reports out of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base at Dayton, Ohio. There's also a very interesting rumors there that UFO materials and crash items are being kept at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And as I relate in the book, even Barry Goldwater, when he was chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, he went to visit Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and see what they had on UFOs there, and he was refused permission.
That's true. And the refusal alone, is that an admission that there's something going on, or did they just not want a elected U.S. official to go there?
Well, it's hard to imagine anyone who was perhaps more military-friendly as a senator than Barry Goldwater. He was, as I recall, a brigadier general in U.S. Air Force Reserve. And if you got something that you don't want someone who is perhaps your very best friend in Congress to know about, exactly what are you keeping secret there? We can do a lot of speculation, but it must be something very good that they want to keep hidden.
Harry, you talk about what could be a large object at Area 51, albeit man-made. We have had these reports all around the country, not the Phoenix one, because that one was 5 miles huge, people were reporting. But all around the country, people have reported seeing a triangular-type shaped object, which could be around 300 meters, 300 feet. It varies, but it is absolutely incredible. Might this be an object that is at Area 51?
Yes, indeed. In fact, reports of those have also been around numerous of the sites that I discuss in my book, such as Edwards Air Force Base, China Lake Naval Weapons Station in the Mojave Desert, California, and Dugway Proving Grounds in Utah. And these are believed to be some sort of observation platform, perhaps communications or surveillance platform, largely balloon, perhaps a balloon or blimp of some sort, powered by engines designed to cruise over an area and scoop up all sorts of intelligence, both photographic, electromagnetic, whatever, and relay that information to orbiting satellites. But yes, there have been several credible reports around several of these sites that I mentioned in my book.
Have you visited Area 51, Harry? Will they even let you around? I doubt it, huh?
Well, I have visited as close as I can get to many of the sites, particularly those in California, Nevada, Arizona, and New Mexico. And I, as I have in my book, have photos of the warning signs at the main entrance to Area 51 saying no further than this. And I also have a photograph of the guard gate at the north entrance. So, yeah, I've visited Area 51 about four times, but never over the border.
Kind of describe it for us, what it looks like, if you could.
It's a bit like stepping into a parallel universe, because you're going down this well-graded road in the middle of the Nevada desert, and you're on it for about 13 miles, and suddenly you come to this very impressive array of warning signs saying, no trespassing beyond this point, use of deadly force is authorized, no photography allowed, and you notice that there are some trucks sitting on the hills overlooking the area looking at you. And it's a very surreal experience to drive right up to this entrance, this barrier, and you're next to a site that officially does not exist. It's not, you can't find any budget allocations for it in U.S. Budget. You can't find any mention of it on U.S. Geological Survey maps. You know, it's so surreal to be next to something with all these warning signs under surveillance, both of human and photographic. And you say to yourself, what's going on here? What is beyond that line that they're wanting to keep secret to the point that they even deny that something exists, obviously, beyond there? I've had cases where I've looked at the people who are at Area 51, the guards, who are known as camo dudes because they're dressed in camouflage. And I've looked at them through binoculars, and I noticed, well, they're looking at me through binoculars. And I give them a little wave, and one time they gave me a wave back. So I've also been on some of the roads into Area 51 where I pulled a very large white truck with no markings on it whatsoever, came right around me on the road and passed me no more than maybe 6 inches away from me. It was a very deliberate and willful brushback move. And as the truck sped on, I noticed the only thing I could see is that it had U.S. government tags, but it was painted white, both the cab and the truck itself, and no serial numbers, no letters or other identifying markings of any sort were on that truck.